I wanted you to see what real courage is.
I talk to people in life. I
ask you to sustain that hope.
I disagree with.
I'm going to look like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
I had enough combo for 24.
Linguistics is that particular science which studies the development of language descriptively, historically, comparatively, exclusively, and formulates the general rules related to language.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today, it's really to cut through all the noise, specifically the legislative storm happening around artificial intelligence. But we're not looking at DC. We're focusing directly on the states. We want to give you the shortcut, you know, to understanding the actual rules being written right now, the ones that affect things on the ground. And when we say AI, we're talking about the way lawmakers generally see it. Computer systems doing tasks that, well, usually need human smarts learning, making decisions, that kind of thing. So our deep dive today really boils down to two key questions for you, the listener. How are states actually figuring out the structure to govern AI? And second, what specific areas are they trying to regulate? What are the themes?
We really have to start with just the sheer scale and the speed of this. It's quite historic, actually. States aren't seeing AI as some future thing. For them, it's happening now, a current issue needing laws right away. They're definitely not waiting around for the federal government.
Okay, but how widespread are we talking? Is this just like a few go-getter states, or is it bigger?
Oh, it's universal. Truly. In the 2025 legislative session alone, just that one session, every single state, all 50, plus Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and D.C., they all introduced AI-related bills.
Wow.
That's, yeah, 100% participation.
100%. Okay, so that tells you this isn't some niche trend. It's everyone recognizing, basically, that this tech is hitting every sector, like, immediately.
Exactly. And the speed they're moving at legislatively, it's just unprecedented compared to, you know, past tech rollouts. If you look at the numbers, something like 260 bills were introduced across 47 states. And as of mid-2025, 38 states had adopted or enacted about 100 measures. 22 bills actually signed into law already.
Sure, fair.
I mean, state borders are already starting to create, well, potentially very different AI realities for people.
Okay, all right, let's unpack this. Starting at the beginning seems right. Before you regulate, you've got to organize, right? So what's the groundwork? What are states doing for governance?
Well, the first step for many is setting up these public AI commissions or task forces. Mm-hmm. We've counted at least 60 of them. Yeah, across 41 states. These are the groups basically tasked with figuring out what the policy should even be.
60 commissions just to map out the problem. That really says something about the complexity here. Where do these commissions usually live within the state structure? Because, like, where they sit tells you a lot about priorities, doesn't it?
It really does. So the majority, about 62%, were set up by or run out of the state executive branches. Yeah. Think governor's offices or state agencies.
Okay.
And that's a key point, putting it in the executive branch. It often means faster action, more focus on, say, internal government risks rather than the sometimes slower legislative route. And their mandates also split. About 45% had a pretty narrow focus looking at AI within state government itself, you know, how agencies use it, managing internal risks.
Right.
But then about 40% had a really broad scope looking at AI across all of society, trying to develop those bigger policy or regulatory frameworks.
Okay, now here's where I think it gets really interesting. Who's actually on these commissions? Because, you know, the minute you say regulation, industry wants a seat at the table, right, to shape things.
Yeah, and the industry presence is, well, it's nuanced. About a quarter of all the members, 23%, did come from industry, broadly speaking. That includes finance, manufacturing, law, things like that. But less than half of those, which works out to only about 9% of the total members, were actually employed by what we think of as the core tech industry itself.
Only 9% from tech. That actually surprises me. Does that mean big tech is, I don't know, finding other ways to have influence? Or is the expertise really just spread out now?
Probably a bit of both. I mean, big tech isn't flooding these commissions with sheer numbers, but the key players. They're definitely placing people strategically. We saw Microsoft had members on at least 5 different commissions in 5 states. Google and Amazon were both on 4. Same for TechNet, the big trade group. They make sure they're in the room in the important states.
Makes sense. And what about politics? Do the task forces look different depending on whether it's a Republican or Democrat-led state?
Oh, yeah. A very clear difference, especially with those broad scope commissions, the ones looking at society-wide rules. Republican-controlled task forces, they leaned much more heavily on having government employees involved sometimes up to like 77% in some groups.
Mm-hmm.
Their focus seems to be more on making sure the state runs smoothly, manages its own risks.
Okay.
Democratic task forces, on the other hand, included a lot more people from civil society groups. You know, advocacy organizations, trade unions were much more represented.
Huh. That's a pretty stark difference in approach right from the start. One focusing on state operations, the other really bringing in citizen advocacy, worker rights. Okay, let's pivot then from the governance setup to the actual laws being passed. You said the main theme is protection.
That's right. If you analyze the summaries of the bills, the words that jump out are prohibit and disclosure. States are clearly trying to legislate against harms they see as concrete, as tangible.
Okay, so let's start where maybe there was the most agreement, the quickest common ground, criminal harm, public safety.
Definitely where we see the highest volume of bills.
Hmm.
53 bills were introduced just on issues around non-consensual intimate imagery or child sexual abuse material and CIIC-SAM, as it's often called.
Hmm.
And another 33 bills focused on elections.
Right.
These are areas where pretty much everyone agrees there's potential for real harm.
Yeah.
And we have actual laws enacted here that show just how, well, how futuristic some of these problems are becoming. North Dakota, for instance, now has a law that explicitly prohibits using an AI-powered robot to stalk or harass someone.
Wow. A robot.
Yeah. And then Texas, Minnesota, Montana, they all passed laws criminalizing AI-generated CSAM, or those synthetic explicit images, deepfakes.
And for elections, you mentioned disclosure being key. It sounds like states figured maybe we can't ban all deepfakes, but we can demand people know when they're seeing one.
That's exactly the thrust. Inform the voter. States like Massachusetts, New York, they propose bills saying if candidates or political ads use synthetic media, you know, deepfakes, they have to clearly say so. South Dakota actually enacted a law that prohibits using deepfakes intended to sway an election if there's no clear disclosure.
We also saw some interesting moves to protect human roles, kind of drawing lines around what AI can and can't be.
Yes, looking at personhood and labor issues. Oregon passed a really fascinating law. It specifically says a non-human entity, and that includes an AI agent, cannot use licensed medical professional titles.
Like what?
Like registered nurse or certified medication aide. It's a fundamental step, really, drawing a legal distinction between a human professional and an algorithm.
Interesting.
And in the labor sphere, the focus is heavily on automated decision systems, ADS. These are the tools employers use for, well, everything from hiring and firing to watching employees. California and Illinois propose laws to limit how employers can use those surveillance tools. And then New York and New Jersey are exploring some pretty novel economic ideas.
Like what?
Like potentially taxing businesses that use AI to replace workers, or maybe giving tax credits to companies that hire workers displaced by AI.
Okay, now let's shift to where this regulation really hits people's daily lives, their economic lives. Housing and healthcare seem huge. Algorithmic pricing in housing is clearly a big target.
Oh, absolutely. It reflects huge consumer protection worries, mostly about the lack of transparency with these automated systems setting rents.
Mm.
We saw bills pop up in at least seven states. Arizona, Connecticut, New York were among them, aiming to stop landlords from using pricing algorithms that are trained on, like, secret competitor data to set rents.
Right.
Lawmakers are often framing that as an unfair trade practice or basically a form of price fixing.
And healthcare, I mean, that feels like maybe the most critical area, making sure life and death decisions still have a human involved.
Which is why we have some really crucial laws enacted there. Arizona, Maryland, Nevada, Texas, they all passed or tried to pass bills ensuring AI isn't the only factor in big health decisions. Arizona's law, for example, says a medical director has to use independent medical judgment. They explicitly cannot rely solely on what an AI recommends when denying a claim for medical necessity.
Mm, human in the loop.
Exactly. Maryland did something similar, requiring insurance carriers to make sure AI and algorithms are used in a specific regulated way during utilization review. That's the process they use to approve or deny claims. Keeping the human element is key.
Okay, another big theme seems to be transparency around generative AI, just making sure you know if you're talking to a bot or a person.
Correct. The worry is just that immediate erosion of trust if consumers feel tricked, you know. So Hawaii and Massachusetts proposed laws demanding clear notifications when you're interacting with a chatbot or something designed to mimic human conversation in, like a commercial setting. And we also saw moves around provenance data. This is really important for fighting deepfakes and misinformation. Florida and New York proposed rules requiring generative AI tools to tag synthetic content with this metadata stuff that shows where it came from and if it's been altered.
So we have dozens of task forces, hundreds of bills. What does all this activity tell us about the bigger picture, the political strategy, the different approaches across the country?
Well, it definitely tells us that the approaches are splitting, often along partisan lines. It's creating sort of two distinct regulatory tracks. Democrats introduced about 2/3 of the bills, roughly 173, and they generally lean towards these broader, more sweeping regulatory frameworks. Think defining high-risk AI and applying rules across the board. That's the kind of thing being pushed in places like California, New York, New Jersey.
And on the Republican side?
Republicans introduced about 1/3 of the bills, around 84.
Mm.
Their approach tends to be more targeted, lighter-touch prohibitions on specific things. Though, as we saw, there was common ground on issues like deepfakes and CSAM. It's also worth noting, just introducing bills doesn't guarantee success. Texas, for example, which is Republican-led, saw a pretty high percentage of its proposed AI bills fail. It just highlights how complex it is to actually draft AI regulation that can pass muster.
That really brings up that contrast you mentioned, the comprehensive approach versus the patchwork approach. That seems like a key takeaway for listeners.
It really is. You look at Colorado, they enacted this wide-ranging, high-risk AI system regulation. It's often called ADMT, Algorithmic Decision-Making Tool Regulation. And now several other states like Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, they're looking at Colorado's law as a model for their own big bills.
So if you live there, you might see regulation hitting multiple areas at once.
Potentially, yes. Whereas California, you know, after their earlier big comprehensive bill got vetoed, they shifted. Now they're pursuing more of a patchwork targeted laws hitting specific things like deepfakes or digital replicas, different strategies.
So the bottom line is state legislatures are moving fast. They're responding to worries people have about AI getting out of hand, whether that's through big systems or specific bans. But the main thing is they are acting now.
They absolutely see AI misuse as something too urgent to just wait and see. And that momentum has created this huge wave of state-level lawmaking.
There's always a but, right? There's immediate friction with the federal level over all this state action. The whole issue of federal preemption is kind of hanging.